Cases of COVID-19 are leveling off in Washington state, but the coronavirus is still the most active it's been since last spring, with on average more than 2,000 cases a day. And 10 months after the start of the pandemic, the original hotspots are now getting vaccines. KUOW's Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports on the ongoing rollout in the Seattle area and what it means to the people getting a much-needed shot in the arm.
When she peers into the post-pandemic future, Erin Hurley sees a new normal, a more careful normal, perhaps, and changes to one thing in particular.
Bowling.
Yeah, she said bowling.
Bowling might need to be looked at more closely.
Eating and grabbing a bowling ball? Not the best way to control germs.
You stick your fingers in the holes and then you eat the food and then you stick your fingers in the holes.
Hurley is a bowler and a nurse in the emergency department at Overlake Medical Center in Bellevue, Washington. Overlake was one of the first places COVID patients in the Seattle area went, and Hurley worked those early days.
I've never been to war. I don't know anything about war, but it felt like, you know, like you had to prepare yourself for the absolute worst every single day.
And since then, with so many infected people without symptoms, Hurley says they have to treat every sore throat and stubbed toe like it's COVID. The day that I meet her, though, marks a turning point.
And then are you thinking right or left arm?
Let's do left.
Okay.
A few days before Christmas, Hurley got the COVID vaccine. On her mind that day were her mom, who Hurley says is really sick, and her brand new nephew, whom she hasn't been able to hold.
There have been times this year where I've had to think, you know, choosing between family and work, and my family's just told me to, you know, push on and keep doing what I'm doing and keep taking care of other people, and I've been able to do that, and now I feel like I'll be able to take care of everybody. Yeah.
It was February when one of the first deaths from COVID in the U.S. was reported in Washington state. Less than a year later, the vaccines are here. They started rolling out around the darkest time of the year. That's a relief for Angie Baldini. He's an anesthesiologist at Overlake.
Truly, it's the mental is much harder than the physical with this COVID game. You know, it's just dealing with the chronic stress, the underlying stress of thinking about if you could get infected or you could infect a family member.
Baldini has received the Pfizer vaccine. It was bittersweet. The day before, he'd heard a former coworker had died from COVID.
Certainly a bunch of mixed emotions to get to this stage, right? Because I was fortunate to get here. Some others weren't so lucky.
A few miles up the highway from Overlake is Evergreen Health Medical Center, another early hotspot.
All right, can you please sanitize your hands for me?
At the entrance, Analia Johnson screens for COVID. She does this so many times a day, she's created hand motions for each symptom.
You want to see them?
And she pantomimes as she goes through them.
Are you experiencing any unusual cough, fever, shortness of breath, sore throat, diarrhea, nausea?
She swoons at fatigue. Johnson says she wants to make it interesting. I suppose, like a lot of us this year, she's found ways to adapt to new routines.
Perfect. And do you know where you're going today?
Two purple.
Shalay Red walks in and gets screened. She's a nurse in the emergency department, and she's here for a vaccination. Red says she wants a little bit of normalcy.
It's just me and my husband now, and we're kind of doing that quarantine life.
They go to work, and once a week to the grocery store, and that's about it. Red says she misses her family back in Indiana.
I want to get back to being able to be around people and, like, I don't know, have that interaction, that closeness that we took for granted.
More than 3,400 people have died from COVID in Washington state. Around half of them were linked to long-term care facilities, like nursing homes. And that brings us back to the very first place many people associate with the pandemic in the United States, a nursing home in Kirkland called Life Care Center. That's where Alice Cortez is a nurse. She says at the end of February, she noticed a lot of residents were sick with breathing problems.
So we thought it was flu, but the test was negative. They were all negative.
Something in the back of her head told her this just wasn't right, she says. So she contacted the State Department of Health. Then the positive COVID tests came back. Cortez was working the night shift and got called into a meeting.
When we got the news, the result, we had this moment of silence. Like, we could not talk. It's like, we couldn't believe.
That was the beginning. Then she says things moved quickly. Sometimes she worked 16 hours a day. Dozens of people died in the outbreak. Later on, Cortez says she took some time off and then came back to life care.
And I came back because this is my home, and it feels great. And I still see myself in 10 years. I will remain as a nurse, taking care of our patient, regardless.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
I'm Matt.
Last week, Cortez sat in front of reporters and cameras and got vaccinated. Off camera, away from visitors, the residents got their vaccinations too.
What I feel right now is a new life, a new beginning, but a better life.
For Here and Now, Anna Boyko-Wyrock in Seattle.